Dr. Dave vaccinate you against dastardly digital disease with his high-tech hypo right here, right now on Computer Talk with Dave Mason.
So vaccination all across the nation.
So we're talking with Alan in Tucson about StartPage. It's basically a Google proxy search engine. It protects your privacy, prevents you from being tracked. And the question was, how does Google, or why would Google allow StartPage to use their services, kind of hijack their services? And I think what it boils down to, Alan, is that because it's a proxy, Google can't be sure. Well, I shouldn't say can't, but it probably isn't worth the effort for them to find out that this is actually a proxy and block all the proxy possibilities. And then the other reason, of course, may be that a Google search is a Google search. And people using Google, even through a proxy, is better than them not using Google.
So they'd get a piece of information just about the search only, mm-hmm. but not any personal
information. No source.
Better than nothing.
Yeah, no source information, but the search quantities are up there. So they still get an idea of who's searching for what when. And when I say who, I don't mean the details of who it is, but just, you know, what are people searching for? Thursday night they were searching for Sochi Olympics skeleton competition, you know.
Right.
And this number of people were doing those searches. That sort of thing is still valuable to them. But I'll tell you, it's kind of interesting.
It's a half an apple instead of the whole thing, though.
Yes, I'm glad you said apple. Absolutely, yes. And what's really interesting about StartPage, and in the whole, there's a whole big kind of thing going on with this kind of privacy security service provider thing. I mean, a couple of them shut down because they could not guarantee to their users that they could remain secure and private. In light of what the federal government's doing. And so rather than risk, you know, pretend that they're offering some level of real security and then have to comply with a subpoena or go to jail, they just shut down. Now, what StartPage, and this is one of the interesting things with any of these services, one of the really key things to keep in mind is they got to be out of the United States jurisdiction.
Right.
And that's right. What's nice about StartPage. They're not in U.S. jurisdiction, so it's much harder for them to be served with a subpoena and have that subpoena enforced. They're putting together, they've got in beta right now, a StartMail service that will replace some of the private email services that shut down in the U.S. as a result of, you know, I don't want to say threats because that's not really the right word, but potential threats from the U.S. government in requesting private information. So there's a lot of promise there. It isn't out yet, but it is in beta, so we'll keep you posted on that. But it's a real cat and mouse game now. You know, for decades it was, you know, good guys and bad guys, and what do these guys do and what do these guys do? Well, we've got that kind of third party now injected. You got, you know, good guys, potentially the users. You got the bad guys, the known criminals, and then you got the government officials that may or may not be misusing power. And it's a really interesting sort of chess match to try to maintain some level of autonomy and anonymity on the Internet.
So, because it's in Norway, where this originates, is it more scrutinized by the NSA because it's out of the country and they specialize in foreign things?
Well, yeah, it would be very difficult for them to get through the proxy stuff.
Okay.
What would happen if there's a weak point, and this is almost always the case, even with sort of conventional security concerns, the weak point is you and your computer. It isn't StartPage in their servers. If there's going to be an issue, it's because the NSA is looking at you, and they've got your computer bugged. or they're monitoring the vibrations of your glass in your office as you speak, or whatever the situation may be. It won't be as a result of StartPage getting hacked by the
NSA,
by the spies. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. All this just to send Evil Steve a confidential email.
I tell you, Alan, it's what you have to go through.
Well, you know what? We don't have any listeners anyway. Why don't you just tell them now?
Yeah, just whisper it, Alan.
It's not a spot.
That's true. No, we have that secure. Okay. We have that secure communication out called Facebook. Don't tell anybody.
Yeah, right. I actually sent you a hello there.
I saw it.
You sent it back. Yeah, you sent it back.
He rejected it?
I miss you guys.
Yeah,
you know what? We miss you too, Al. We watch you when we can on the boob tube, and I don't mean anything personal by that.
No, I know you don't.
But we really enjoy you. I miss running across you in my travels around Tucson.
Right. You would do these test and tunes. You ought to do another one of those.
Yeah, I don't know. That didn't work
you
out
should
so
do,
well.
Oh, come on. You should. That worked out just fine. Worked out great. We got some pizza.
That was the biggest thing, yeah.
Hey, wait. Hey, Alan. Hey, test and tune in Alan's place.
There you
Perfect.
Go.
Perfect.
That's fine.
There we go.
Come on over.
We'll do it.
We'll charge you parking. But absolutely.
Come on over. Can we just show up down at the station with some food and say it's a test and tune?
We want to be like Parkwise. We want to charge for the parking.
Yeah. Right.
You know, I have to tell you, I was listening on a competing station, and one of the hosts said that Tucson has the highest parking fines of anyone in the country.
Yes. Can you even?
I didn't know that.
You know, you'd think it would have to be New York or San Francisco or Chicago, right?
No,
Tucson, Arizona. Are you kidding me?
It's like $220 or $30 or more.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, think about how many potholes should be fixed with that kind of cash.
Well, we're getting them fixed now.
All right, my friend.
Not enough of them. No. You guys take care.
We'll talk to you. Thank you, Alan. Good to hear from you.
You bet.
866-821-8255 is the number, 866-821-TALK. Yeah, it's very interesting. You know, the it's a fine line, that concern over privacy and security and just what you need to do. And I'll be honest with you. I call it the bipolar syndrome, and I don't mean like manic depression. It just seems like human beings just tend to react in at one extreme or the other. Have no concerns whatsoever. Nothing. I worry about nothing. I protect nothing. Security's you're a nutcase if you're concerned about it. And then the other extreme, you know, which you are a nutcase, you can hardly get on the internet. You're a nervous wreck. You've got, 50 viruses installed. Your machine, antiviruses installed. Your machine hardly runs. Well, you know, the rational thing to do is to be in the middle there somewhere, and it's so difficult to figure out where that middle is sometimes. And StartPage is a great thing to do just from, I think sometimes you have to take steps, not so much to be really, really, really effective necessarily. My tin hat. You found my tin hat. I thought I had hidden that.
I thought you gave that.
I didn't want
Dr.
those
Dave.
Radio signals. I did not want those radio signals.
I knew you were paranoid.
I was down here in the bunker doing some.
Hey, guys, I literally found a
research.
Tinfoil hat. It's under Dave's desk. I just found, I swear. I just pulled it out of a tinfoil hat. Oh boy. Okay, I'm gonna have to call the doctor.
You know what that is, actually? Do you really want to know?
No. Okay. It's for the hard drive, right?
It is what you do when you do surface mount stuff. You have to create a heat shield, and it's amazing how effective a loosely folded piece of tinfoil is, and then you cut out a square in the middle to the shape of the chip that you're resoldering. And so when you use your heat gun, it's a hot air gun.
Yeah.
And when you use it, you don't want to desolder and reflow the entire circuit board. You just want to do that chip that acts as a heat shield.
That's a good excuse.
But it does look
Dr.
funny, doesn't it?
That's a good excuse.
It's not really a tinfoil hat.
We'll have to investigate further.
Well, actually, I've got a subcranial chip that I have to heat flow every once in a while. 866-821-8255, 866-821-TALK. Yeah, I'm really excited about StartMail, the potential for StartMail, because I think these guys at StartPage are really committed to providing a good service. Still in beta. There's a lot of potential negatives from a law enforcement perspective when you do that sort of thing, but I'm hoping by being a European company that they'll not feel that sort of pressure and intimidation. We'll keep you posted when it becomes available.
Well, it sure was good to hear from Alan, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
I haven't heard, I actually haven't seen that guy since that our last testing tune.
It's been years.
It's been a while.
Been years.
But it's funny, whenever, you know.
I've lost a lot of weight
since
then.
We run each other, it's like we have never, you know, like we've been, boom.
Yeah.
Just pick right back
he's
up.
One of
it's
those
awesome.
Guys, man. He's one of the funniest guys I know. The dude could be a stand-up comedian.
I know.
He should be a stand-up comedian. It's hilarious. 866-821-8255, 866-821-TALK. We come back, we're going to talk about a free download that wasn't so free. Well, it was free, but it wasn't so much of a download. A Valentine's Day present to their fans. The company just couldn't quite make it happen. We'll be back after this.
Computer Talk with Dave Mason. Guaranteed geek-free radio. Yes, this means you, fat boy.
When it comes right down to it, the most important thing in life is time. The better you manage your time, the better your life is. Hi, this is Dr. Dave. I want to talk to you about some incredible software that helps you better manage your time and get more out of life. I'm talking about Intellect from Chaos Software. I've researched time management software for over 20 years. I've never found a better, simpler, more practical tool for managing my time and my life than Intellect. In fact, it's what I use every day. It even helped me find the time to write this script. Intellect includes an easy-to-use email client with state-of-the-art spam filters, an integrated contact manager, an appointment manager, and to-do list, all wrapped up in the most efficient productivity package I've ever used. Best of all, Intellect is network-ready right out of the box. Download Intellect's free trial at chaossoftware.com. Whether you're a salesperson, retired grandmother, real estate mogul, or radio talk show host, you need Intellect from Chaos Software. Check it out at chaossoftware.com for a better life.
Hey, guys, this is Evil Steve. Yeah, the evil one, back again, here to talk to you about Dr. Dave's Data Recovery. First of all, Dr. Dave and I would like to thank you for another great year of Dr. Dave's Data Recovery Service. It's been outstanding. We all know how important it is to back up your data. But if you didn't back up your data, and those important documents, or even more important, precious family pictures, are stuck on a dead drive somewhere? Well, there is a way to get them unstuck, and it's called Dr. Dave's Data Recovery. From hard drives to floppy disks, thumb drives, flashcards, you name it, we can do it. First step, go to DaveMason.com, click on the Dr. Dave's Data Recovery button, and you'll find all the info you need right there. Dr. Dave will get your drive and do his Dr. Dave magic as usual, and get your precious data back to you safe and sound. So do the smart thing. Let Dr. Dave's Data Recovery come to your rescue. That's Dr. Dave's Data Recovery at DaveMason.com.
I've just discovered one of the most important new tools for security and privacy on the Internet today. Hey, Dr. Dave here. ID Vault looks like a military-grade USB memory stick, but it's much more. It stores all your usernames and passwords, and you don't have to worry about the remnants left on your PC after online banking. ID Vault prevents you from signing into phishing sites that steal your identity and your money. It automatically signs you into your online financial accounts with ID Vault SecureView. It automatically enters your credit card information when you shop online, so your credit card is safe from hackers and even keystroke loggers. Here's how it works. ID Vault encrypts your account passwords on a smart card microchip inside a tamper-proof USB device where the criminals can't get at them. Best of all, it's economical and easier and faster to use than usernames and passwords. Anyone who surfs the net needs their ID Vault. So get yours at IDVault.com today and save $10. That's IDVault.com. Tell them you heard it here on Computer Talk with Dave Mason.